There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. And not bad out. I was just outside for a minute or two. And you know what? For June, not bad at all. Drier air in place for a little while. More details on the weekend to come and the humidity increasing. From staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming your way about 12:35. So we'll get into that. Also coming up, talk about this weekend. It is Free Fishing Day. Now, you can fish without a fishing license, and of course, a lot of people heading out to enjoy the weekend ahead. You can do it without the fishing license. Get a taste of some saltwater, freshwater fishing, and we'll be joined by Scott Bannon from Alabama Marine Resources, the director, to talk about that at 1:30. Also coming up on today's show, Brendan Kirby is going to join us. He heard that discussion we were having yesterday. I was having along with Rob Holbert from Land Yapa, kind of breaking it down county by county. I thought it was interesting when he looked at some of the voting results for the percentages for, like, for governor, lieutenant governor, for the attorney general's race, how different the percentages were for Mobile and Baldwin counties. And I was looking at people that had either their roots deeply in South Alabama, people like Bill Hightower, or other candidates like Steve Marshall, or ones that you would think that there would be some commonality in a primary vote for a certain party, Republican Party, Mobile County, Baldwin County. You think the percentages would be close to the same, but they weren't. And he said, hey, yeah, you know, some of that is lined up. And then he said on the Democrat side, there's a whole nother story. So we're going to get into that with Brendan coming up in just a little bit. Also on our list, we'll talk more about the blue wave, and I'll talk about that with Brendan. I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit. Joining us in a few minutes, Dale Jackson from WVNN Radio in Huntsville, bounces back and forth. You know, did something happen on Tuesday that gives you any reason to believe that Walt Maddox has a chance in November? I mean, there's people out there saying, hey, this is the start of it. Blue lightning is going to strike twice. The blue wave is coming. I wouldn't be so quick to jump on that one, but that is it's a thing that's trending out there. People are talking about, oh, yeah, this Walt Maddox, he's younger. He's, very articulate, well-polished, and he's going to be able to beat KIV in the general. And what's your take on that? Okay, because we'll talk about that coming up shortly. And a reminder here, too, that Summer Better Than Others giveaway, and I mean to play on words, summer as in summertime, and some are better than others. Another great prize giveaway with FM Talk 106.5, your chance to win over $5,000 worth of items in our showcase. Now, you're going to compete just against people right here at our area. We talk about these contests we've been doing for 9 years here, all these different contest opportunities to win. Well, you can compete in other contests and compete against people all over the country and have some chance. I mean, there's some percentage chance you could win, or you could compete with folks right here at home. Everybody who wins our contest is a local person. So that's how we do it. And Some Are Better Than Others prize giveaway running from now through, I think, the third week in July. We get started in earnest next week. But Cart Doctor, Goldfingers, Grey Gulf Charters, Carrot Patch, Old Time Feed, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, all are great sponsors with great prizes. If you'll go to our Facebook page or our website, you can click and look and see the different items that are up in our grand prize showcase. And we get started in earnest, giving you a chance to win, getting registered coming up next week. All right. So that's happening right now on our Facebook page, on the website. And if you got questions about those details, just let us know. Also, if we have time, I want to get into this. I don't know if you've obviously you heard about the volcano explosion in Guatemala, but I don't know if you've studied any of the stories out of this. As the death toll continues to rise, and it's really amazing because there are big sections around this volcano there, Volcán de Fuego, that they can't even go do rescue efforts in because the temperatures on the ground still. Now, what was last week, right? Last week you had it. The temperatures on the ground are still so hot that the rescue efforts can't be made. People cannot go into the area to try to do a rescue because the ground temperature, one area said the ground temperature was like 700 degrees. 700 degrees where people couldn't go in and obviously do anything for a rescue. So it's obviously still volatile place. The death toll, triple digits now, unfortunately, is probably going to go up beyond here. So we will, I tell you, I'll link that story up on Twitter and we'll probably get a chance to talk about it coming up on the next hour or so. All right, keep up with us online too at FM Talk 1065 on Twitter and get your interaction over there. Come back from the break, Dale Jackson will join us. Lots to talk about with him as we look at the question of the blue wave. A lot of people think that what they saw in the numbers come out on Tuesday shows a path to victory for Walt Maddox. Shows a path to victory for Democrats, just like Doug Jones, you know, winning and beating out Roy Moore, which he saw Roy Moore's wife lost. She was running for office again, or running for office on Tuesday. She lost. But people are saying, hey, what happened back in December could happen again this November. What's your take on it? Well, we'll find out Dale's take here in just a second. It's Midday Mobile, FM Talk 1065.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this little Friday edition of the show. And I want to talk to my friend Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville. And we'll talk some Alabama politics. But before we do, Dale, we got to talk some baseball as well. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, yeah. So, you know, we're down here where as the end of the 2019 baseball season, our Mobile Bay Bears will be heading up to Madison and getting a new stadium and a new name. I saw you put something on Twitter earlier. Moon Men, what is this?
So I guess the Bay Bears are moving up here, and the owner was on my radio show this morning of the new, I guess the new owner, I guess they're buying it. And they were talking about how they're going to have a contest to name the team, so I just decided to give it the best name possible. And because of our NASA situation, the North Alabama Moon Men.
The Moon Men. But, well, why not? I mean, is it just because of the Kim Jong-un thing that it's not Rocket Men?
I also think it has to do with something to do with Elton John might not appreciate that.
well, listen, I mean, they were building rockets in Huntsville before Elton John was, and Bernie Taupin, whoever the heck wrote the song, did it. So, I mean, I think North Alabama gets that claim.
Yeah, no, listen, that's the big thing here is, you know, someone said to me that the whole rocket thing is played out here, and I think that that's insane because that's where a lot of the resources come in at. A lot of the jobs are related to the missile and space and all this other kind of stuff. So it should be something that is related to that. But I think people want to call it like Madison missiles and all sorts of stuff. I'm like, you guys are ridiculous. You got to give it something silly. It's supposed to be ridiculous. Minor League Baseball is supposed to have like an absurd tie to the whole thing.
Well, okay.
That's where I go.
Yeah, look no further. If you need to make that argument with anybody, look at New Orleans. The baby cakes. They left it open. They left it open for people to suggest a name over New Orleans. And they now have their minor league team, the baby cakes.
Hey, what about the Montgomery Biscuits, the Albuquerque Isotopes? I think the Las Vegas Area 51. I mean, they're all
Isotopes.
Ridiculous.
So Moon Men sounds actually like it makes a lot more sense. All right, what's not been making sense to me here, and maybe I'm just, sometimes I'm not a simple man, I miss things here, but that the numbers that came out of Tuesday's primary, the gubernatorial primary, seem to have painted some kind of blue vision for Alabama, and I saw you commenting on it as well, there's a lot of people that think, oh, well, look what KIV, you know, KIV winning handily, and the OTIs not winning on the Republican side, and then look at here Walt Maddox does so very well in the Democrat primary that somehow they pulled from those numbers that means the blue wave is coming to the Blunt Mansion.
Yeah, the answer here is probably that Doug Jones fried their brain. I mean, that's it. I mean, the Doug Jones thing, they're still drunk off of that. I mean, they're really, they're not even to the hangover part yet. they are still drunk, because the idea that Doug Jones was a sign of things to come is laughable. Unless Kay Ivey has some issue where we find out that she's not only gay, but that she was hooking up with 14-year-olds in 1923. unless we find out that that happened, there is no blue wave coming at all. This is nuts. It just doesn't. Nobody with any sense knows it. I mean, look at the numbers. Tommy Battle, the mayor of Huntsville, almost beat Walt Maddox. He lost by 10,000 votes. Let's just say Ivy wasn't even there. Tommy Battle loses by 10,000 votes. Ivy herself beat every Democrat combined, doubled up Walt Maddox. I mean, this is not going to be close. It is absurd. And, you know, the idea that it's going to be anything other than 58-42 is laughable. Maybe that's about it. I mean, because, look, it's going to be a year that's going to have low turnout, but Republicans, I think, are going to show up, because I think this idea of about Trump being in trouble, and they're going to try to defend Trump in their different districts, and I think that that becomes the issue. They show up. Democrats, they're fired up too, but it's still Alabama. It's just like California. Oh, it's going to be red, blah, 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 blah. The guy in California is going to get 30% of the vote on the Republican side, so let's stop being ridiculous just because we want to will things to be.
Oh, yeah, the Republican in California may be in a jungle primary, but he's far from king of the jungle. I agree with you on that. But looking here, some of the raw numbers, so I saw the same thing you did, just the volume of votes in the Republican primary versus the Democrat primary. And I talked about those numbers, and then here came a bunch of people said, whoa, Sean, the point is the Democrats had no reason to come out during the primary, but they'll come out during the general. There's this big group, they're housed, you know, all through the state in secret silos. Democrats are going to come out in a big, big way in November. I mean, I have no way to tell them that they're wrong, but they're wrong.
Yeah, there might be more people that come out, but there'll be more Republicans that come out for a general, too. There's no real evidence that shows us that the general election is so vastly, the general election audience is so vastly different than the primary election audience. I just don't think that that's true. It's probably more conservative or more liberal in the individual parties and things like that. But Walt Maddox is not some middle-of-the-road guy. They were able to pretend that, well, they'll lie and say he is, I guess, and that's what they did with, like, Doug Jones, and that's what they do with every Democratic candidate. But the idea that he's some middle-of-the-road guy, just, I don't think he's going to fly. They're going to paint him as a liberal. Kay Ivey definitely is. She's going to say, look at the economy, things are going great, even though I don't think she had much to do with it. But that's going to be her hook, and, you know, it's just the idea that we're clamoring for a progressive liberal guy is a bit much. I don't see it happening.
Talking with Dale Jackson from the Dale Jackson Show, WVNN in Huntsville. Okay, well, and the Maddox thing, so it was brought up the other day. Well, the Republicans tried to get Maddox to switch parties and run as a Republican. And Dale, here's my issue with that. In today, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, that's something you could do. Obviously, it happened a good bit in Alabama. But the Democrat Party of today, the things you have to sign on for to have national support, be part of the National Democrat Party on social issues alone, seem to DQ you long-term forever doing that. I mean, the Democrat Party of old wasn't the Democrat Party of today. You could have been a Democrat in Alabama and switched over and made the transition fairly easily into being a Republican. I don't think that's true today. I think once you sign on to the National Democrat Party, playbook here, I think forever you'd be marred with that and couldn't switch a candidate.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's true. I had no idea they'd ask to switch.
Oh, yeah. Somebody told me, oh, yeah. And, you know, of course, it's the whisper, but they said, oh, yeah. There were Republicans of the state that had approached Maddox and would like him to run as a Republican. I said, well, how is that possible if you're sticking to the guidelines of the National Democrat Party and you haven't been vocal that you disagree, a.k.a. like Artur Davis did to some degree, you haven't done these things to show yourself split. I know he's a mayor and he's not a legislator, but, I mean, transition on social issues in the state, that's one of the things that's plagued Doug Jones, right? I mean, that the abortion issue was the front issue that was used against Doug Jones in that special.
Yeah, no, I agree with. I mean, I think that it's kind of funny that the Whisper campaign, that I guess that's exactly what I was talking about before, the Whisper campaign is secretly a Republican, guys. It's safe to vote for him. I mean, that goes to show you exactly how screwed Democrats know they actually are, in spite of their protestations to the opposite.
Anything else you're kind of digesting the numbers from Tuesday, and any other stories you see there? I mean, let's talk about Lieutenant Governor and the AG's office. Well, I mean, what's your take on those situations?
I'm still in risk of going to jail if Troy King wins.
Yeah.
I need Troy King to lose. He already tried to lock me up once. I mean, in reality, I'm not at any risk of going to jail, but Troy King did try to lock me up.
Let's take a second, because I know you had a story up the other day over at Yellowhammer News we mentioned, but there were some redactions in there, and you don't have to redact. Can you give people the Cliff Notes version of what, when you say Troy King, then Attorney General of the state of Alabama, tried to put you in jail, what do you mean?
I asked Troy King after a long interview, because there were some rumors going around that he may be a homosexual, and I thought it was ridiculous. So I said, hey, this is ridiculous. Why don't we just talk about this real quick? Did your wife catch you with another dude? And he goes, I don't discuss rumors. We have a little bit of a terse conversation. He goes away. Months later, special election takes place. I make a joke on the radio where I say, Republicans vote Tuesday, Democrats vote Wednesday. Ha, ha, ha. Old joke. He launches an investigation. It tries to indict me on forgery, voter fraud, voter intimidation, misappropriation of the state seal, total of 33 years in jail. It was all a complete fraud. He was trying to get me fired from my job. He knew it. I knew it. He lost it. He didn't get an indictment. You can indict a ham sandwich if you want to, because he knew he would lose the case. And Troy King is a guy who tried to use his political power, his prosecutorial power, to silence someone he thought was an enemy and who had embarrassed him.
So I'm guessing if there was any sign in your yard, it'd be a Steve Marshall sign, what?
just a little one. Yeah, vote for Steve Marshall, unless, of course, you want to see me locked up, and then vote for Troy King.
So, and the other part of that is, I've had I had Steve Marshall say it on the air, and people from other sides. Everybody's saying, well, you know, Steve Marshall's taking the gambling money, or Troy King's taking the gambling money. You know, in the state of Alabama, we got to decide what gambling money with whom. Have you been hearing the same thing? It's, oh, well, that's the gambling. That's the AG for the game. And it's sad that we're in a state where it would be worth it for gambling interest one way or another to put money into an AG's race. I mean, That's frightening where we are in the state as it stands.
Yeah, if you're talking about gambling money, there's two types, I believe. And the way I would look at it is, there's the illegal gambling that goes on in the state of Alabama that the Supreme Court has clearly said isn't actually gambling, and that's the electronic bingo that we have in some of the places in the state. And those individuals who want to expand basically want to give money to an attorney general that would look the other way. Troy King showed he was that guy that was willing to look the other way, and it caused a whole bunch of problems in the state. The governor, Bob Riley, at the time, had to start that task force, which cost a bunch of money, lots of court cases. Troy King is still the boy of gamblers. On the other side, there's gambling interests outside the state of Alabama that don't want Alabama to expand gambling, and they have traditionally given money to Christian conservatives who don't want gambling in Alabama because they don't want gambling in Alabama either. I don't view that as really hypocrisy. They both want the same thing. No gambling in Alabama. They just want it for different reasons.
It's just a business decision versus a moral one, which, by the way, that Abramoff book laid it out quite well, too, how that money was all commingled. But So who's, I mean, and you're right, and we're going to talk about gambling interests being, you know, tribal lands and, like, down here at Porch Creeks in our area, and their gambling interests, and that's a story. Those are people, if I'm them, just from a business model, I don't want anybody else gambling. I want to be the only liquor store in town.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly the issue, and I look at it like this. Troy King has saddled himself up with a bunch of people who have operated outside of the law. There are people who believe Troy King should have been indicted in the bingo corruption trial of 2010, I believe, and he escaped that. I mean, he's got some ethical issues outside of this gambling thing, but he's definitely got some in the gambling thing. I don't really think about Marshall taking anybody from the Porch Creeks and all this other stuff. The ads they were running from Fair Play Alabama during the election lead me to believe that there's some desperation on the part of the King or Martin campaign, and I think we'll see more of that.
Let's talk about you. We talk about Marshall there, and we no name link there. It just happens to be called Marshall County, where Steve Marshall is, because he's actually from down here. But the cathedral cavern of politics right now is Marshall County, because Will Ainsworth now in this runoff as well for lieutenant governor. Tell me, I mean, that's the other end of the state for us. So we don't know. All I know is he's been on the show a couple times with me, and I hear he has a bunch of money. I mean, tell me, does he have enough money to beat Twinkle?
Yeah, that is the question. I mean, really, I think he does. I think he has a big amount of money, and I think Twinkle has a bunch of money. She's got great name ID, but she already had great name ID. So that tells me that roughly 55% didn't vote for her. The primary, you want to talk about election being different, the general election and the runoff, or excuse me, the runoff election and the primary election will have different audiences, and I think that could benefit Will Ainsworth pretty good because these people will be more diehard, more grassroots, and Will Ainsworth is trying to chime in or buy into that part of the electorate. Well, Twinkle has a stupid name, but good name ID because of it, but she's seen sort of as the establishment candidate. So I think Ainsworth is in good shape there. I wouldn't even begin to guess on the Attorney General's race, but I think Ainsworth has a good shot.
Do you think any chance of him rebranding as Sparkle Ainsworth? Maybe that would...
I would love to see that.
Yeah, you could do something with that. All right, for more of this discussion and a whole lot more from Dale's Twitter feed, people want to follow you on Twitter. How do they find you?
They probably don't want to follow me on Twitter, but if they do, at the Dale Jackson. If you want to argue, I'm down with it, so bring it on. No insult is too small for me to respond to.
There you go. Dale, as always, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Coming right back, more of Midday Mobile right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also, remember, check out the details on our Summer Better Than Others contest listed right now on the front page of our website, our Facebook page, Twitter feed, and Instagram. Check out the prizes, and the contest starts in earnest next week. We're giving prizes out away mid-July. Get the details right now. Coming right back, more Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 12:37, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this little Friday. Glad to have you along. Phone number 343-0106. So is the text line, 343-0106. And I saw this story pop up a little bit earlier. We'll try to get to more detail on this coming up. Ed Henry, remember State Rep Ed Henry? Of course, he was very visible during the Bentley impeachment process. He's indicted today on 14 counts by U.S. attorneys in an ongoing federal pill mill case in Montgomery. And get into that in just a little bit. Also mentioned our buddy Brendan Kirby from LifeSet.com, Yellowhammer News, author of Wicked Mobile, was going to be part of the show, and here he is. Hey, man.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Okay, so speaking of state politics here, yeah, I was running through, you heard me yesterday, running through some of the numbers here. I was like a junior Brendan Kirby doing some data mining from the Secretary of State's office when they broke down percentages of votes for in the primary by county. And I went, of course, looking at Mobile and Baldwin County, what I'm interested in, and seeing the differences on the Republican side I thought were interesting. I had a feeling... And you argue that that's not correct, but I have this feeling that, you know, a Republican in Mobile and a Republican in Baldwin County would probably, you know, vote the same. Not saying that everybody votes for the same candidate, but as a group, the percentages for this candidate, that candidate, the other candidate would be somewhat closer than they were. They were quite varied, and it caught my attention.
Yeah, and, you know, as we talked a little bit yesterday about that, I think the best predictor of voting patterns is demographics. Tell me the race and the income and the education level of the voter, and put those things together. That's going to be a much better predictor than geography. So there are certainly Republicans in Mobile County and Republicans in Baldwin County that share the same demographics and would line up, but you know, there are a lot more the kinds of, I'll call them just for shorthand, teen young Republicans.
Okay.
Throughout Mobile County, then there are some issues for Baldwin County. But once you get to the rural parts of Baldwin County, they start voting like that too.
So it's just the amount of urban area versus suburban or rural area that kind of lines up where you think those voting patterns go.
Yeah, I think so. It's not just you know, rural versus urban. And, you know, there's also, you know, breaking down by education level. We see this, by the way, with Donald Trump, you know, on the national level. Donald Trump appeals to more downscale voters. So if you remember, he famous in his primary say, I love the low,
the poorly educated. Yeah, the poorly educated, right.
You know, and, you know, kind of more blue-collar type, you know, Republicans gravitated to Donald Trump, and the Republicans that had more education tended to favor other kinds of candidates, and that's just sort of the way it breaks down. And you know, you also mentioned the split on the Democratic side with the gubernatorial primary, Mobile versus...
Mobile versus Baldwin County for Maddox versus Subel Cobbs versus Fields Countryman and on down the line.
Right, and I think there's actually a lot more similarity of opinion there. If you look at how Maddox and Subel Cobbs performed against each other in Mobile County versus Baldwin County, it was very similar. The difference there was you had a black candidate in Fields that did about twice as well in Mobile County as in Baldwin County. I just attribute that to the difference in the black population of the two counties.
And okay, I want to get into this now. Looking at those percentages and how Mobile and Baldwin County voted, and you said yesterday something that Baldwin County was more like Shelby County than Mobile County. Would Mobile County be more like Jefferson County? Do you think there's an analog there?
Yeah, to some extent, except that, you know, Mobile County is more Republican than Jefferson County is, because, Mobile County is more like Jefferson County was 20 years ago. But if you look at the voting patterns, Jefferson County has become a blue county, whereas, you know, it was a Republican county because the suburban areas canceled out the city. And I'm not enough of an expert on, you know, what really sparked the change, but it definitely moved. And if Republicans have a tough time winning countywide now, that was, you know, for instance, Hillary Clinton won Jefferson County.
Having a little trouble hearing you there.
Hillary Clinton won Jefferson County, whereas Mobile County, I think the city of Mobile is probably a little more Republican than the city of Birmingham is, and then there's a lot of really rural areas around the county that are heavily rural. So I guess it's similar in that way, except that it's more conservative.
Okay, I want to get to something here, and maybe we get your phone in a better spot there for the signal. But looking at I see a quote here from Governor Ivey and others, and I'm just paraphrasing here, discussing the blue wave. And I was talking about it earlier in the hour. I know Tuesday night when I started posting up some numbers for how many people turned out to vote in the Republican primary and how for the state and how many people turned out to vote in the Democrat primary. And all I did is post numbers, said, look at the number of voters here, look at the number of votes in the Republican gubernatorial primary versus the Democrat gubernatorial primary. And then really quickly on Twitter, here comes the blue waivers telling me to watch out. I don't know what I'm talking about, that the blue wave is coming. Didn't show up for the primary, but it'll be here big time for the general. I know that looking at quotes from Governor Ivey and others, they're saying, you know, the blue wave is not coming. It's not going to change the state here in this cycle. But there's a bunch of people out there that think they see something in the numbers from Tuesday that makes them believe Walt Maddox beats Kay Ivey. I mean, have you heard the same thing? What's your take on it?
We actually had a story on this that's up today on Yellowhammer News, taking a look at those same numbers. And no, there's no evidence that there's a big, great blue wave coming in Alabama anyway, based on the primary numbers. Now, Democrats did improve their numbers over their primary 4 years ago, but so did Republicans. I think Republicans got about 70% of the primary vote 4 years ago, and this Tuesday they got about 67%. So a marginal improvement to the Democrats, still way down there, and just in a year where they had a very competitive primary for governor, where they didn't last time, and they recruited a record number of candidates. There's definitely a lot of enthusiasm among party activists, but there's not really evidence that's filtered out. Now, you know, maybe we see it in November, but typically if there's like a big blue wave that's coming that's generated by, a kind of excitement, you'd see that in a primary, people would be showing up. So I'm skeptical.
But I mean, it is true though. Even though I find it so odd the way my brain works, but that there's always bigger turnout for a general most of the time. I mean, that's the rule, right?
Oh yeah, I mean the turnout will be bigger, but it's bigger on both sides.
Right.
You know, there's nothing. You know, I mean, this is just, we won't know this until we actually have the general election, and then we can prove it with data. But if you are trying to predict that based on the primary turnout, it's just not there. And you know, it's one thing to recruit a lot of candidates and field a lot of candidates for offices that you didn't even contest last time, but you know, you got to actually win them.
Right.
You know, before you can pronounce that there's some kind of a blue wave that filters down the rank and file. I mean, Alabama is a very conservative state. It's a very Republican state. And that didn't change just because of one unusual special election which Mike Jones won. I mean, that's not to say, could Walt Maddox win? Yes, he could win.
I mean, sure.
People say he's got no chance to win. I don't buy that. We have to let the campaign play out. And KI could make some sort of terrible gaffe. It could be a health episode. Or some
right,
other
right. Okay, let's say it this way.
But,
no, you're right. You're right. There's unknowns. There's unknowns. Yeah. But if the election were held today, if the general was today.
Fundamentally, she is an overwhelming favorite, and so are all the other Republicans running for statewide office. And so are most of the Republicans in legislative seats the Republicans currently hold. And that's it. You know, if Democrats come out of this and they pick up four or five seats in the state house and, you know, maybe one or two in the state senate, that would be a really good election for them, but, you know, they'd still be way down. I mean, they pretty much hit rock bottom, so there's only one place to go from here.
Right. What about Republicans in different parts of the country have different flavors as do Democrats, but I have argued that there are some tenets to today's Democrat Party that may challenge the moderate status of a Democrat. But I go back to the old yarn of Joe Manchin in West Virginia. Do you think the Alabama Democrats could start with Maddox or something like that to cultivate that kind of, you know, a Second Amendment, a pro-Second Amendment Democrat? I mean, Manchin, and there may be a few other examples in the country, but do you think Alabama develops that?
One just from Tuesday's primary night was a congressional candidate in New Jersey running in one of these kind of swing-type districts held by a Republican who's retiring. The Democrat who won the nomination beat a more progressive candidate, and he's got an A-plus rating. He's a state legislator in New Jersey. He's got an A rating from the NRA. So that would be it. The problem is, though, you know, it used to be Southern Democrats were a lot more conservative than the rest of the country. And the party's been so hollowed out that what's left is really left-wing activists.
Yeah.
So all those conservative, kind of moderate Democrats in the South, they either got defeated or switched parties at this point. So what's left is the Alabama Democratic Party, the base, the heart of the party, the people who show up on primary day, the activists, they are way, way to the left of the typical Alabamian and way to the left of what the Democratic Party used to be, because there's really not that much difference, between them and their counterparts in other states.
That's really interesting too, because standing back, if you didn't do the analysis you just did, and I think that's I took it to heart there. But I mean, you would say, oh well, a Democrat in Alabama, they're going to be the more conservative than a Democrat in, I don't know, let's pick a, you know, Rust Belt state, something like that, Pennsylvania. But in fact, because so many of those conservative Democrats became Republicans, yeah, it is. That's odd you say that, but it's, I think, spot on. You have a party that's to the left.
It is true, and it's sort of counterintuitive because,
yeah,
you know, we're working with this idea that's just out of date now, that you know, the Democrats are much more conservative in the South, and that's just not really the case. You know, where there is a difference is with race. You know, so there's a lot more African Americans in the South than in a lot of other places, and they tend to be a little more conservative on cultural issues. In that sense, it's moderating a little bit. But, like, for instance, if you were to poll just Democrats in Alabama, do you favor a single-payer health system? I don't think you would get results that were that much different than if you polled Democrats in New Jersey. I think that's what animates the base of the party. And it's, but you're right. I mean, no one knows this better than Nancy Pelosi, by the way, who, is this liberal caricature the Republicans love running against. But she's a very pragmatic politician, and the last time she was speaker, she won the speakership because she won in a lot of these districts. like Bobby Bright. You know, Bobby Bright won that second district in Alabama. That were much more moderate than the typical Democrats. So they did do a good job of recruiting people like that. This time, you know, there's a real battle because there's a real energy for the Bernie Sanders wing of the party to recruit, you know, no compromise liberals everywhere, and not just places where they can win.
There he is, Brendan Kirby, LifeSet.com, YellowhammerNews.com, and somebody asked me right now, how can they get an autograph? We're back to the autograph thing, the autograph copy of Wicked Mobile. How do they do that?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm out of copies, unfortunately, myself, but, you know, they can look up Wicked Mobile on Facebook, send me a message, and if you've got one, I will autograph it for you, but I don't have any left.
Okay, so what we'll do is y'all get your copy of Wicked Mobile, then we'll have Brendan come out to one of our events when we take the show on the road, and then we'll set him up in a table out in the sun, and y'all can drive by and he can autograph. What do you think, Brendan?
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
If let you just,
I would definitely do that.
All right, you're on my list of things to set up for the next remote broadcast. Brendan will be there. Thank you, man. 1250 FM Talk 106.5, more Midday Mobile on the way next.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 1254 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Well, I mentioned this Ed Henry story before the bottom of the hour news. Do you remember Ed Henry? Representative Ed Henry? He was pretty vocal, pretty out front when it was putting together documents for impeachment of Governor Bentley. Remember, they held the press conferences. Remember the first, like, impromptu press conference, and then they went back and they put together the 110 pages of the indictment against Bentley. Ed Henry was one of those voices. He was early on, I would say, the leading voice, for sure, out of the House. Well, listen to this. Alabama State Representative Ed Henry is the 14th defendant now to be indicted in connection with an ongoing federal pill mill case in Montgomery. A story from WSFA-TV in Montgomery said Henry was arraigned in federal court today and had his first appearance where he, I still say, I'm old school, pleaded not guilty to all charges. The indictment charges Henry with conspiracy to pay kickbacks to defraud the United States in connection to a former well-known physician's office in Montgomery called Family Practice, which remains a center of a major federal pill mill investigation. All right, so we've had a couple of them down here in our neck of the woods, those pill mills, and we had a local law enforcement, but the feds were the ones doing the prosecution, right? Of both sides, Mobile County, Baldwin County, have had them. Well, this is the same thing going on in Montgomery. So this, they said Ed Henry's attorney, Max Pulliam, said his client's services provided help to those who are sick while also saving the U.S. money, and added that the facts will come out at trial. Pulliam expects the case to go to trial, which is slated to begin in October. Ed Henry was not detained following today's hearing. He was released on a signature bond. He had no comment upon leaving the courthouse. According to federal court records, the charges stem from a corporation formed by Representative Ed Henry called My Practice 24 that provided chronic care management for services for Medicare Part B recipients. The corporation provided services to a family practice between March 2016 through June 2017, according to federal court records. Wow, 2016, we're talking about when he was busy with pushing the impeachment of Bentley. The indictment charges Ed Henry with one count of conspiracy to pay kickbacks and defraud the United States, six counts of paying unlawful kickbacks, one count of conspiring to commit health care fraud, five counts of health care fraud, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Dr. Gilberto Sanchez, who owned Family Practice, was arrested back in 2017, subsequently pled guilty to charges related to prescribing opioids, tests, and procedures that were medically unnecessary for financial gain. Subsequently, three doctors, three nurse practitioners, nurses, and administrators have all been charged with drug distribution and health care fraud. Eight of the 14 defendants have pleaded guilty. So I guess this company was a subcontract, the way I read the story from WSFA, a Mind Practice 24 owned by Ed Henry was a subcontractor to a, once again, this family practice is, I guess, similar to the pill mill stories we've had down in our area. And it says here, a quote, My Practice 24, the company Ed Henry owns, they said, would provide various kickbacks to Sanchez and his staff in return for providers at Sanchez's practice referring Medicare beneficiaries to My Practice 24 for chronic care management services. That according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in their news release. They said among the kickbacks provided were direct payments to a member of the staff, free chronic care management services, free medical billing services, free clinical services unrelated to the provision of chronic care management services. So we'll see where this goes, but I mean, he's District 9 representative out of Coleman, Marshall, Borken counties and facing federal charges. Wow.